regular, or decaf. Back to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
I wasn't sure if I would see Stephen Gaines, but I can't believe I even doubted you, Stephen. That is terrible. Unbelievable. I'm so glad you're here. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great.
I'm so glad to have you here, Stephen. For people who don't know you, you do a little bit of everything, not just in Bridgeport, but even in Fairfield. You know, talk about just some of the things that you are involved with. You're a writer. You're a teacher. You work at one of the bookstores downtown in Fairfield. You've taught here in Bridgeport before. I mean, you literally do a little bit of everything.
I try to. Try to keep busy.
Yo, you certainly do. You really do. So.
At my age, I like to keep busy. I'm never going to retire, so you know, I'm just going to keep going.
I love that. I love that. And you've given me amazing opportunities when you previously, I know you've now moved to, you said Roger Ludlow Middle School in Fairfield.
Yep.
Previously, you were working in Bridgeport, and I had the amazing opportunity to be able to be part of the senior projects that they were doing at your school and just seeing the incredible growth of Bridgeport students. And I mean, what has it been like to work in the education sector in Fairfield County for so many years?
I think that there's nothing better than working in the education sector. I mean, I started off as a teacher way too many years ago and teaching middle school, and then I taught at Bridge Academy for 11 years, actually.
Yes.
Taught reading and, you know, was a building sub there. And then, you know, I was talking with a friend of mine last week at breakfast about having you come in for the senior projects.
Yeah.
Because they are going on, I think.
That's awesome.
So, and these kids are phenomenal. They're college bound. So it's absolutely incredible. And
yeah.
He said he definitely would try and get in touch with you.
Well, so. I definitely will keep checking my email for that. And it's a really neat opportunity to be in the classroom and not only to see the growth educationally of students locally, but also to see they've got some amazing dreams ahead of them, some amazing career opportunities, and just it just seems like there are no limits to what they can do post graduation.
Absolutely. At Roger Ludlow, I'm a building sub, so I'm with 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. You never know where I'm going to be. It's like being an improv actor. You know, you don't know where you're going to be. It's suddenly at showtime at 8:20 in the morning.
Right, you're like Forrest Gump. It's a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get.
Never know what you're going to get. And the nice thing is the kids know you, you know, because you're building subs. So you're there every day.
Yeah.
And we've got phenomenal kids. There's about almost 800 kids in that school.
Wow.
And a phenomenal principal, Meg Tiley. I mean, she is phenomenal. Karen Shaughnessy and John Goodison, assistant principals, phenomenal people. They just are great.
That's great. Oh, I love to hear that.
Yeah.
You also have gotten me involved in the past with Upward Bound. And I don't know if people understand or know even what that is. Could you talk a little bit about it?
Sure. Upward Bound is a federally funded program. And this is my 7th year in the program, actually. And the goal is to give students who, mainly Bridgeport students who are high school, college bound, an opportunity over the summer for 6 weeks to do academic work. And then we also have elective courses. This year I'm going to be teaching tourism, which is a fun subject.
Cool.
So hoping to connect with your tourism connection with
Rachel Lenda.
Lenda. Yes.
Sure.
And try and have her come in if possible. And we're just there, as I said, 6 weeks, so we do as much as we can. Usually have a project that the kids do, but the kids enjoy being there. We usually have 50, 60 kids
are
in the program.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a great program, and you know, I love being part of it.
Yeah.
So, and we had you in, I think, as a guest
last
speaker.
Last year.
Yeah, that was terrific.
That was really cool. It was, and their questions were phenomenal.
Yep.
It's, you never know, even at high school age level, you never know what you're going to be asked. So that was a really neat experience. As I'm thinking out loud, so you're doing tourism. Did you hear Anthony came on my show this week? I don't know if you heard that, but Connecticut just got a national award, major award for the pizza campaign, which was like, he was the brainchild of that. So even though he's not the chief marketing officer anymore, if Rachel is busy, maybe Anthony could come in because he's He's phenomenal. Sure, and sure. He gets the whole tourism industry too. He's another one that's really good. Absolutely. I'll connect you with him. He's another good one.
Please do. I mean, anybody that can come in, I'm going to focus my tourism on Connecticut. I mean, there's so much going on here. I mean, people don't really realize what we've got in this state. There's so much going on.
Oh, yeah. And that even branches out too to even hospitality too, because that is such a huge branch of connecting. If you're coming here for tourism attractions, what have you, you know, that other half of it is so important. The restaurants, the hotels, you know, so on and so forth. So you can go a lot of directions with tourism. Why'd you pick that for this year's theme?
Actually, they selected it for me because they thought I had done it, you know, well 7 years ago when I first started in the program.
Wow.
So I've taught a number of different subjects, anything from nonprofit and how you build a nonprofit to,
sure.
You know, to this type of thing.
I love that.
And it's, you know, it's just a nice subject to teach.
I love that. So if people want to get their kids involved with Upward Bound, is that something they would do through their school, or do you have a separate place where people can go to apply for that?
It goes through the school, and you know, the director and the assistant director usually recruit throughout the year, and there are certain criteria. I'm not familiar with all of them, but you have to meet those criteria to get into the program.
And at least when I was there, I don't know if it's the same, so correct me if I'm wrong, but last year when I got to be a guest speaker, you're on a college campus doing, you know, a lot of these classes. That is so neat too, to even just have that experience of being on a college campus. I know the, you know, the students for the most part are gone, but you're still, you know, getting even just the feel of it, which is great for high schoolers, I would think, to just even get a taste of that.
Yep. And I don't know if there's still spaces available, but if people are interested and they want to look into it, they can still do that.
That's amazing. So Upward Bound, definitely have your kids ask about that at school. And Stephen, I'm so glad that you came into the diner. I didn't know if you were coming this morning. I'm so glad.
Well, I'm listening to the show every morning, so I'm kind of driving in and getting all the information as you go. So.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, no, nothing has changed. I so appreciate that. And I are you heading into class? Do you have school today?
Yeah, we have school today until 16th is the last day.
Oh, you're not counting the days down or anything, though?
No.
No, you're the kind of guy, though, you're like, oh, man, the school year's ending. Now I got to find something else, like, I got to do to fill that time. So you probably are kind of, you're probably one of the only teachers I know that's sad that the school year is ending.
Well, you know, just because, you know, there's always that gap in between. But this year, you know, as you know, we're traveling. So I'm taking my wife to Alaska for our 60th
anniversary.
Alaska's
beautiful.
Phenomenal.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. I hope you have the best time.
That's what we're looking forward to.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Oh, well, safe travels to you. And thank you, Stephen, for everything that you do around this community. No, it's amazing. I love the fact that you have this mentality of, you know, retirement, what do you mean? There's still an impact you can have locally. And I just love that you have that.
Absolutely.
I want to be just like you. I think that's amazing. Stephen Gaines, thank you so much. And I'm sure I'll talk to you over at least email very, very soon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate you.
Thanks for giving me your time.
Of course, Steve. Always have a wonderful rest of your school day today.
Shall do.
All right. See you soon. We're going to be right back with the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour after this.
Thanks so much for having me.